where the church is coming to the church, and the church is leaving the church to evangelize and to change and to affect the whole country. We have had enough church. Oh, y'all ain't gonna like me much for a few minutes. We have had enough meetings, conferences. Y'all ain't liking me now. Had enough church as usual. But God is looking for somebody who, because of their situation and circumstance, has become hungry for Him. God's looking for somebody. Not Corey, not Bishop. God's looking for somebody who, because of what they have gone through, because of what they have encountered, because of what they have endured, because of what they have suffered, your situation has caused you now to crave Him like you have never craved Him before. And I heard Him say, "Thee that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled." He has allowed us to come from the mountaintop to a place that can undisputably be called the valley. And it is in the valley that God begins to move and reveal Himself like He has never revealed Himself before. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. And so in the text, the prophetic word of the Lord comes, and He said, "Thus said the Lord, make this somebody and say, "Make this valley full of ditches." Can I just talk a few minutes? That there is something about the valley. It causes you to see God like you've never seen Him before. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I came to minister to somebody that has been through the valley. Valley of trouble, valley of confusion, valley of decision, valley of, y'all ain't gonna talk to me over here, valley of dealing with unsaved loved ones and trying to pray them through, valley of, y'all ain't gonna help me. I came to minister to somebody that has